The Golden Age of Network Radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from the Music Hall with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and starring Al Jolson.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Here's to veterans. A salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women produced by the Veterans Administration. Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. Commenting on this special series of vintage shows, John Hickman.
Hi, everyone. On our program today, we're recalling one of the most famous variety shows ever on network radio, the Kraft Music Hall. It began in 1934 and starred Al Jolson, music critic Deems Taylor, and Paul Whiteman's orchestra. And over the years, it featured such stars as Bob Burns, Oscar Levant, Nelson Eddy, Connie Boswell, and Peggy Lee, along with the orchestras of John Scott Trotter, Jimmy Dorsey, and Lou Bring. Its two most well-known hosts were, of course, Bing Crosby and Al Jolson. Bing held the reins for the hour-long music hall for 10 years, and in 1946, Al Jolson returned as host for several memorable seasons. Jolie, in the twilight of his career, was joined by the urbane comic and gifted pianist Oscar Levant, and listeners used to love the insults piled upon insults that was part of the Jolson-Levant dialogue. Well, here he is again, the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson.
So here's to you, you veterans of Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard, from Al Jolson.
Rosalie, my darling, Rosalie, my dream. Since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine, Rosalie mine? Since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. Oh, Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine, Rosalie mine?
The Veterans Administration has asked me to pass on to you fellas a little advice about how to make use of your GI loan benefits. As a longtime actor, I'm not going to tell you how long, but I did buy Bing Crosby's first short pants. Well, I've had lots of experience. In those early days when I was breaking the show business, a loan or two came in mighty handy for me. Since then, I've had the privilege of helping out some pretty fine folks. Did I ever get stuck? Sure. But not as often as you might think, and here's why. I was betting my dough on character and ability. I knew that if the loan proposition rang true, I was investing in the honesty and integrity of a good guy. The same thing holds true with Uncle Sam guaranteeing a GI loan. For you veterans who are thinking about applying for a GI loan, Ken Carpenter will be back a little later with some straight, sensible tips from your Veterans Administration.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, robin that sings, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life. Flowers in spring, the robin that sings, the sunbeam that shines, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to
it's always a pleasure for me to listen to my good friend and pal in the music hall, Oscar Levant. Oscar, tell the people what you're going to play.
I will now thrash the piano within an inch of its life with a Miller's Dance by Defia.
Here's some sensible advice from your Veterans Administration about GI loans. If you want to buy a home, make certain it fits your housing needs, your income, and conditions in general. The man with the long green is investing his money in you. If your character and references are good, and you show him a worthwhile proposition, chances are he'll make the loan because he knows the VA will come through with its guarantee. The lender will handle all the details. He's the man to see. So, take it easy. Know what you're doing. Then back up your GI loan with everything you've got.
Folks, behind every romantic song, there's a romantic story. And this story, I think, is one of the sweetest of all. Quite a few years ago, a young lyric writer boy met a young composer girl, and they fell in love. The boy, looking for an excuse to make a date, wrote a lyric to a song, and he asked her to write the music. The girl wrote the music. The song was a hit. And a short time later, the young lyric boy and the young composer girl became Mr. and Mrs. Gus Kahn. Their song, Gee, I Wish I Had a Girl.
Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellas have. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad on Wednesday night. I'm all alone when I ought to be up in some sweetheart's home. And I'm lonesome, so lonesome, gee, I wish I had a girl.
These days every fellow has a sweetheart. Seems that every girl he has a boo. No matter how I strive, folks don't know that I'm alive. And I fear I'm gonna die of love.
I wish that I had a girl like the other fellow had. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad on Wednesday night. I'm all alone when I ought to be up in some sweetheart's home. And I'm lonesome, oh so lonesome, gee, I wish.
Veterans tribute from Al Jolson, Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus, who are their sponsors, and the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station have donated their services and time to the Veterans Administration in the public interest. Tune in again for another star-studded Here's the Veterans show. And remember, veterans, for advice and help on your insurance, education, loans, medical care, and other benefits, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office.